Welcome to a guided meditation recorded live at CDM in Everett, Washington, USA. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Last week we talked about joy and making more room in your body for joy. Did anybody try it? It definitely will put you in a space of growth because you discover how many things and concepts, beliefs, energies are in your body that are in opposition to joy. And that's why we have grounding. So today what we're going to do is we're going to focus our meditation on allowing our joy, continuing to allow what we have and increase that joy, and also how to deal with the challenges. And this is a wonderful season. It's full of joy and challenges, because it's the Christmas season, and lots of times people are happy, but then you're forced to be with some people you like and some people you don't like. And this is a wonderful opportunity for you to allow yourself to enhance your joy and to use your techniques, because you can let go of other people's unhappiness and allow your own. So allow yourself right now to experience yourself by grounding. You can just close your eyes, put your feet on the floor flat, and your hands separated in your lap. Take a nice deep breath and just get comfortable with your body in this posture. We use this Egyptian posture because it opens all seven of the major chakras. If you use any of the postures that use the lotus position, for example, you actually diminish the focus on the lower chakras, and those have to do with the body. So we keep the feet on the floor and the whole system open so that we can focus on a balance between spirit and body. Although we can leave the body during meditation, it's not our main purpose. We are spirit. You are spirit. And you are creating everything in your life. I know that's the good news and the bad news. So let's tune in to these wonderful spiritual techniques that allow your creativity to be yours. So take some nice deep breaths and be aware of the area near the base of your spine. Located here is one of the many chakras in your system. It connects with your grounding. So allow your grounding to flow from the bottom of this chakra through all physical matter, the chair and the floor and the layers of the earth, until that grounding cord reaches the center of the earth. Notice the difference in your body when you are grounded. Take some nice deep breaths and let your body relax with being grounded. Grounding is essential for our spiritual creativity. Without it, we're not in connection with the physical world. And so we don't even realize what's happening. And the body has a difficult time then to communicate with you, to let you know, you the spirit, what its experience is. So enhance your grounding. And all you have to do to increase your grounding is allow more energy to flow down your grounding cord to the center of the earth. Grounding. We're all energy. We're like electromagnetic energy. And without grounding, we can be a bit shocking. I had a friend walk in the door just this morning when we were sitting downstairs, and she at the time wasn't grounded, and her energy was a bit shocking. It actually made my body jump. Take a nice deep breath and validate the power that you have to impact not only yourself, but the world around you. And when you're grounded, you're a tremendous force. And you're also in charge. Now, get in touch with you. You can perceive yourself as a bright spark of light in this physical world. And you can eventually get to the point where you see others as a bright spark of light. So let's get back in touch with yourself. Allow that bright spark of light that's you to come to the top of your head. You may feel warmth or tingling. You may be aware of yourself in any number of ways. Let the body be aware of you. Then allow you, the spirit, to come slowly and gently into the center of your head, a little above and behind your eyes. This is where you can be in the body and be in charge. This is your sixth chakra. It has your information about clairvoyance or clear seeing. Own that space. This is where you are meant to be in the body. We have many other chakras, but you're not meant to live in them or even perceive reality from them. They have various other uses and purposes. And the purpose of the sixth chakra, the clairvoyance seat, is for you, the spirit. Let yourself be there for a moment and shine your light. If you don't see your light, don't worry. You're still dancing around outside the body. It can take time to re-enter the body and use it on a conscious level. These two techniques are amazing. See, most of you in here have participated in a great deal more training, and you're welcome to use any and all of your techniques during the meditation. The use of these techniques help you, the spirit, be in charge of, own, and use your body on a conscious level. So right now, from the center of your head, allow your grounding to release any energy that interferes with you experiencing your joy during this Christmas season. Oh, I've got to please Aunt Harriet, or oh gee, I haven't found a present for Uncle Joe. Whatever it is, major or minor, oh, so-and-so's ill and I'm so worried about it. How can I have fun? Take a nice deep breath. Let go. You don't even have to be aware of what it is you're letting go of. Just let it go. Just get the idea you want to release from your body any interference to your joy. How can I be joyous in this Christmas season? I'm not even happy. My life is terrible. Well, guess what? You're the one who can change that. And a first step would be to clear the energies from inside your space to outside so you do not have to experience them anymore. You may be letting go of a belief or a concept or another person or old patterns. It's any number of things. Now stay in the center of your head as you do this. And keep doing it, but at the same time, just above your head, create a nice, bright ball of gold energy. And let that gold energy flow into and through your body. Let it help fill the spaces that you're clearing. Allow that system to change by cleansing and clearing. All of us have the experience of feeling stuck or caught or unable to move. And if you sit down and meditate and simply release, it will give you room to move. All right, now from the center of your head, allow that gold vibration that you're bringing in to represent joy. And allow some joy to flow into and through you. Now, the reason I started with joy is because I'd like for you to get in a space to look at some of your challenges and become aware of how easy these challenges are for you to meet as spirit. And how easy it will be for the body when you, the spirit, take greater control and increase your communication with the body. So right now, I want you to be aware of one challenge, just one, that you have during this Christmas season. And just let that joy continue to flow through you and be aware of how that affects your perception of this challenge. Amazing, isn't it? Spiritual things are much too simple. That's why people go crazy and get upset, because you can't intellectualize it. You can't think about it and figure it out. But if you run this gold energy and allow it to bring in joy, you will change things. Even though the body can't really comprehend how it's happening. Remember to breathe. Bodies must have oxygen. All right, if you've completed focusing on that particular challenge, allow another one. And just do this at your own rate for a moment. Bringing the gold energy through the body, being grounded, being focused in neutral in the center of your head and letting go. I had a friend tell me the other day that he had been having difficulty sleeping, and he remembered in the middle of the night as he's laying there awake being neutral. And he used it, and it helped him relax the body and fall asleep. Remember, the body fusses at us with emotions and the intellect. And the intellect usually goes absolutely crazy, mainly because of emotional keys, such as fear. You ever been really afraid? And you are going around like a puppy chasing its tail, trying to figure out what to do about this thing that's making you afraid? Doesn't work, does it? But this does. Take some nice deep breaths. Release, release, release. Be in neutral. And bring in that bright gold energy. Let all the things that you are releasing be replaced by that high, bright gold energy. It will eventually turn into your personal, unique vibration from that neutral gold. Christmas season is an exciting time. It has such dichotomies. There's so many highs and so many lows. It's the time many people get together with family and friends, which can be joyous and challenging. But then who in the world else would we have to help us grow and change? Remember, every other soul is a mirror to you. So the folks you've picked as family are your mirrors. Breathe in, breathe out, and of course, remember that joy includes amusement. Allow yourself to be in the present with your joy. Some of the smallest things of this season can bring you the greatest joy. Seeing the bright shining eyes of a child with something that makes that child happy or surprised. Seeing an older person who's visited by somebody who brings them a small gift, gives them a kindness. Keep the process going of grounding off anything that's challenging you and bringing in joy. To be aware of how light and bright you can make your life. If your intellect is sitting there running around and around and around, saying, well, I can't be happy now, I can't have joy, I've got too much difficulty in my life. Well, maybe that's sort of the problem. Well, I'm being controlled by other people. Goodness, that's an interesting choice. We are all in control of our personal space. Are you trying to control the other people yourself? Be amused about your patterns, because those are your biggest challenge. I don't remember who said it, but it's a famous quote. It's wherever you go, there you are. And it's so true. If one of your challenges is blaming other people, wherever you go, there you are. You can get a whole new group of people and you're still going to have the same issues. All right, focus in the present, please. Enhance your grounding. Let's just put our attention on the flow of gold energy. Notice how it affects your physical body to allow this bright, clear, neutral energy to flow through your body. You should do this. Be in the center of your head and own your body. Let it be yours. It's your vessel. It's your manifestation on the planet. What do you want to do with it? Do you want to be happy? Express joy? Do you want to be unhappy? Express misery? We all have choices. And we've all chosen the misery at one time or another. I mean, it's planet Earth. We have to experience everything. Breathe in, breathe out, and let yourself enjoy the end of the dichotomy of happiness and joy during this particular season. And when you run into a challenge, let yourself use your techniques. Let yourself use your grounding. Let yourself move back into neutral, where life's just more fun. Because you can see Uncle Joe and Aunt Harriet really enjoy arguing instead of trying to fix it and make them happy your way. That reminds me, one time, many of you know my late husband, Doc, and he and I were having what we called a friendly discussion. We always loved to just argue about whatever, things totally meaningless, and it could begin or end within seconds. My niece was visiting, and we started one of these discussions, and she was terrified. And of course, I felt the wash of fear, and I asked her, what's the matter? And she said, oh, I'm just so upset. You're so unhappy with each other. I said, we're having a wonderful time. We were arguing about politics, you know. What isn't to have fun about that? And so she finally, after a few minutes, realized we were happy that we were having fun with our political discussion. So one of the things we have to realize is that everybody finds their joy and their happiness in their unique manner. You may believe that you have to be smiling and happy and providing for people all the time, or nice or whatever, let go of those concepts about how you believe you have to be in order to be joyous and happy. Some of my happiest times are being quiet and being in nature. Tune into some of your times of joy. Use your grounding to let go of anything that gets in your way of having that. Now, there couldn't be a more joyous soul that's traveled this earth than Jesus, who became a Christ. And there couldn't be a soul with any more challenges than he had. So we're basically meditating on allowing ourselves to do the same thing he did. And that's to live as spirit in and through a physical body. So let's talk to our friend Jesus. And he can't very well relate to us about the Christmas season. So breathe in, breathe out, say hello to Jesus. Use your gold energy to help your vibration be high. And let yourself be in the present with this great soul. He's one of the world's great teachers. Have the respect to communicate with him. And ask him about the importance of joy to relate to the challenges of life. Then ask Jesus for healing. And this is going to be a challenge. It means you have to receive. Let go of any sense of unworthiness. Let it go down your grounding cord and receive all that's being given. Ask Jesus for healing to help you express your joy and meet your challenges. Thank Jesus for the wonderful healing and information. Let him go. Bring your attention back to you in the center of your head. Enhance your grounding and keep that gold energy flowing through you. And then let's communicate with our God. We do not define God for you. Everyone defines God for him or herself. So allow yourself to say hello to your God and allow yourself to receive a hello in return. And allow yourself to receive the joy of knowing that you are spirit, a part of this divine force. Take a nice deep breath. Allow yourself to release this great force. And be aware that you're always a part of it. The divine is within and around you. And as we go through this holiday season, allow yourself to realize that your challenges can even bring you joy. Take another nice deep breath or two. Be here in the present. You might just pat your knee or wiggle your foot to help you do that. And when you're ready, just open your eyes, bend forward, and release excess energy from your head and shoulders. Hello.
Copyright 2020 by Church of Divine Man. All rights reserved. No part of this work may be reproduced or transmitted in any form or by any means, electronic or mechanical, including photocopying and recording, or by an information storage and retrieval system, except as may be expressly permitted by the 1976 Copyright Act or in writing by the publisher. You, the spirit, may develop and flourish in conjunction with the proper care of your body and mind. The information in this recording is intended to assist you in your spiritual development and to enhance, but not be substituted for, appropriate medical care from licensed health care or mental health professionals. Nor should the information in this recording be substituted for advice from your attorney or financial advisor. Neither Church of Divine Man, CDM Spiritual Center, CDM Publications, the author, nor their representatives shall be responsible or liable for injury or damages incurred by anyone as a result of reliance on or compliance with information contained in this recording.